The samurai were the warriors of Japan. For centuries, the samurai served as military to the daimyos, or lords, of Japan. Even the word samurai roughly translates as those who serve. In 1600, Japan was divided into two alliances. The Western Army, commanded by Toyotomi Hideyoshi, and the Eastern Army, led by Tokugawa Ieyasu. Toyotomi and his Western Army, whose soldiers were mostly samurai, invaded Korea with the plan to use Korea as the platform to conquer China. Meanwhile, Tokugawa kept his forces away from the Korean campaign, and samurai who did not want to fight in Korea and China rallied under him. When the Eastern Army became strong enough, it fought against Toyotomi's army in the Battle of Sekigahara, the largest battle of Japanese feudal history. Tokugawa and his Eastern Army won. This victory marks the beginning of the Tokugawa shogunate and the beginning of a period of peace in Japan that lasted almost 300 years. During this period, the war-trained samurai became redundant. Their warrior skills were not required, and they had to earn their living by working as clerks or other governmental jobs. But the civil jobs were not as demanding as military service. These jobs left samurai with more leisure time on their hands. Many of samurai discovered that there was a lot more in this world rather than battles and wars. They used their time on other pursuits. They studied literature and mathematics. Turns out that these studies opened samurai doors to earn money in an unexpected for samurai way. The civil jobs were not paid handsomely. The pay was poor. And the samurai started taking teaching posts at small private schools called juku, which taught martial arts, of course, but also mathematics. The juku were attended by other samurai, merchants, and farmers. The juku students wanted to be able to solve mathematical problems on their own, some to better calculate business transactions, some to better plan their land, and some just for pleasure and entertainment. And this is the story of how samurai became mathematicians.